I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner. Last night, I had to miss a league softball game because I was called in to be the substitute teacher for a college speech class. And that got me to thinking about speech classes and softball. What possible connection could there be between these two topics? I'll get back to that. First, let's change gears for a second. Several years ago, I decided to get a real estate broker's license, and to do that, I had to take a lot of classes. One of them was a course in salesmanship, or salespersonship, if you prefer. Anyway, as part of that class, I had to give a speech to sell something. And several years later, while working on my master's degree, which is in technology, by the way, I had to give a speech to persuade. An ideal topic for both of these speeches would have been softball bats. In the first instance, the speech to sell, I would have no trouble at all selling a good bat, and I could easily talk for the required 5 to 7 minutes on the advantages of my mayhem over a hammer. And in the second instance, the speech to persuade, I could make an excellent case for spending bigger bucks for a better bat. Or, if the teacher wanted a more controversial topic, I could talk about the danger of high-powered bats and death and destruction on the diamond. Both speeches, one on selling a good bat, the other explaining how the trampoline effect works, or telling about people killed or maimed by batted softballs, would go over well with a marginally interested audience. What brings all this to mind is that just this week I got an email from a listener who is back in college after 20 years. He's taking a speech class, and he has to give a speech to inform. Now, the topic he picked is treasure hunting, which, as most of you know, is my other interest, but softball would work just as well here. He asked me several questions, and I assume my answers will be used in his speech. So I thought, how many other softball fanatics are in school, high school or college or even grad school, and are now or will be taking a speech class? From what I read on the boards, there are a lot of you out there. Most speech classes involve giving maybe half a dozen speeches over the course of the semester. One of those speeches will be a speech to demonstrate, and another will be a speech to persuade. So you future speakers, listen up. Your softball addiction can save your bacon here. Now, you don't want to do both speeches, one to demonstrate and one to persuade, on softball, or even topics remotely similar to each other. I made that mistake in my college oral interpretation class. I read too many Bob Dylan lyrics. Hey, it was the 1960s. Anyway, if you decide to use softball in your demonstration speech, you can simply explain the multiple layers of metal in an aluminum bat and how the fibers in a composite bat serve to propel the ball farther and faster than a single-layer metal bat can do. And the speech to persuade would be very similar. The difference is this: when you're doing the speech to inform, you simply explain how the trampoline effect works and how you get better distance and speed with the same swing. In the speech to persuade, you also explain the trampoline effect, but you compare it to lesser bats like the hammer and persuade your audience that the longer hits and higher batting averages that are attainable with a good bat make that bat well worth the higher price. Or for the teacher who demands a controversial speech, you explain how dangerous an Ultra 2 can be in the hands of a masher. The bottom line is, because you are genuinely interested in this topic and you bring a couple of bats with you to pass around the class, your speech will prove much more interesting to the audience and the teacher than those typical speeches about how to cook ramen noodles or how to apply eye makeup. And I've seen both of those in speech classes. Believe me, your softball bats will stand out head and shoulders above the rest. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website at slowpitchbook.com for more softball. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.